Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
All right, welcome back to the Rundown post game show here on the Strickland YouTube channel. If you're listening to this the day after the Strickland Podcast Network, I am Sam. I'm joined by Schwinn. Knicks lose 130 to 126 to the San Antonio Spurs in overtime. Jalen Brunson led the way with a career high 61 points in a crazy NBA duel versus Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs. Victor had 40 and 20. We'll get into all that, of course, but before all that, the tournament is here. BetOnline is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contests out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round up to the national championship. You can access up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to the BetOnline app today and get in all the action. Remember to use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. We also have a great new sponsor.
Yeah, it's cut. It's fucking cool. Let's move on.
Well, don't forget the promo code Believe Knicks. All right, let's get
BLEAV Knicks. Yeah, that's the fucking promo code for cut. They let you bet on shit. If you want to bet against each other, that's what you get to do. If you want to fucking lose money to Sam, you can bet him on there, and you can do that. That's what we're going to talk. Fuck that. We don't even talk about that bullshit right now.
Well, all right. This game was especially ridiculous. I would say the end of this game, the refs kind of ruined what was a pretty good game by most NBA fan standards. I mean, you have two of the best players in the league going at it, and then the refs kind of mess it up in that last 34 seconds with that jump ball violation, which clearly wasn't a jump ball violation, and I can't even remember the last time I even seen a jump ball
violation. Wembanyama was about to fucking tip it. He's about to fucking tip the same fucking thing. Like, it makes no... That's at best, that is a re-jump, right? Oh, it's a bad toss. Okay, re-jump it. Because it was a shitty toss. The fucking thing barely got over Mitchell Robinson's head, which is basically, like, in Wembanyama's face, because the guy is a fucking 7'5" fucking freak of nature. Like, that there's no way that's a ridiculous shot. Nobody's even asking for it. Nobody's fucking asking for it. I'm sorry. Like, I didn't want to start with this. Because I don't, like, the Knicks didn't lose this game because of the refs. The Knicks lost this game because they started off this game with the type of intensity that comes from playing the Pistons and the Raptors back to back. Like, they played that entire first half at preseason. And they got fucking burned. They gave, what was it, 72 in the first half?
About, yeah. That was,
yeah, 72. That's why they lost the game. But you make a comeback, okay? The game is where it is. It's in the balance. Doesn't help. And I'll say this. It didn't help. I thought the first call on iHeart was bullshit. The first whistle he got, that was a moving screen, right? That's the first whistle he got. And then the second call he got, I thought was pretty, I don't know. That was him going into Wembanyama. Like, oh, so it's a charge because Wembanyama weighs 7 pounds and is 7'5". Like, that's a, like, he didn't launch into him. He didn't go through him. He used his shoulder, pushed him off, and put up a fucking layup. He didn't launch through him. That's not a foul. I'm sorry. Wembanyama got a superstar whistle tonight, and that's okay. He looks like a superstar player, looks like a superstar talent. Jalen Brunson played like a superstar tonight because he is a superstar, and he got a fucking, I don't know, like a fucking Deuce McBride whistle. The guy put up 45 shots? For, I don't know, I tweeted
47.
It 47 shots tonight. He took 6 free throws. You fucking kidding me? Really? Are you fucking kidding me? The amount of fucking shots he took inside the arc, in the fucking paint, he got 6 free throws on that. I'm sorry. Like, I to be honest with you, like, I didn't really have a problem with the whistles that the Spurs were getting. Like, in large part, I thought they were, you know, normal, whatever, you accept it, you're on the road, whatever, it's not a big deal. I had a problem with the Knicks not getting calls, and very specifically Jalen Brunson. Everybody else, who gives a fuck? Because everybody else played like a fucking turd. as far as I'm concerned.
And no one was really playing with, like, no one was, like, either driving or being aggressive enough to draw fouls, I think, from our team, besides Jalen Brunson.
Yeah. Yeah. Stephen Dubois. Stephen Dubois, go fuck yourself. But, like, you know, I don't really understand that. Like, I thought multiple of those shots he made late in the fourth and a couple of the attempts he had in overtime, like, he's getting a fucking hand in the lower part of his back. Like, that's, I'm not saying you got to call it every time. You got to call it once. You got to call it at some point. Got to give him one. Got none. He got none of those. I got a problem with that. I'm sorry. Like, I thought he got a terrible whistle tonight. And I think he's gotten a terrible whistle for a while now. And I know that it'll be fucking losers and to summon the spirit of ball don't stop, stat nerds and, you know, fucking analytics boys who will be like, hey, well, he gets 8 free throws a game. And I'll be like, well, 1, suck my dick. 2, watch ball. Like, he is getting fouled more than that. And it's not just about free throw attempts. It can be about fouls that occur prior to free throw shots. Like, he is getting fouled constantly. And if you're not going to call this stuff when he's bringing the ball up, when he's coming through a screen, when he's coming around a screen, when he's, you know, like when he's trying to play defense and he's fighting around a screen, I don't know. I don't know what to really say about it anymore. I have a really big problem with it. I think he's getting a really shitty whistle. But end of the day, look, the Knicks lost this game because they, even with all that, if they come out in the first half and even play like a fucking, like, just give a normal effort, like not even fucking super human effort, just give an average effort, they probably win this game. But they didn't. They put the game in the balance. You know, they fell down by 21 in the first half. They were down by 18 at halftime. They put the game in the balance and they fucked it up. And also, I got to say, like, love Deuce McBride. Love everything he's done for this team since he's been inserted in the starting lineup. Anybody who thinks that, like, he is capable of running offense when Brunson's off the floor is, like, uh-uh. I mean, you saw it tonight. Like, there was nothing there. And look, we can sit here and be like, oh, well, Bogey's doing stupid shit and the bad spacing and blah, blah, blah. And, like, I don't necessarily disagree with that stuff. But at some point, like, okay, well, then why the fuck are you dishing the ball off? Why are you taking 8 seconds to bring the ball up and then throwing it to somebody who's got absolutely nothing going on for them, coming off a fucking pin down on the fucking side, and then you just clear out and you do nothing? Like, that's not point guard play. That's Frank Ntilikina. I can do that, probably, maybe. Like, probably not. I actually, there's no shot I could do it at the NBA level. But, like, I can do that and pick up against good players, you know? Like, I can, like, bring the ball up very slowly and toss it to somebody and clear out. I do that all the time. That's what I call being a point guard and pickup. Guess what? That's not what point guard play is. That's just being a fucking guy. That's just being a guy. And tonight, Deuce was just, like, we saw it. Deuce is just a guy. When Brunson's off the floor, Deuce is just a guy. And a lot of these dudes that we love, and they're awesome. Hart, DiVincenzo, all these dudes that we love, and we love them for good reason. When Brunson's off the floor, this team has absolutely no juice. And on a night like tonight, that cost them. That cost them, you know, we can say, like, we can talk about the refs all we want. That cost them more than anything.
Yeah, I mean, even, like you said, even with, you know, this team coming out the way they did, and, you know, even with all the ref BS, whatever it was, this team, they still had a chance. I mean, even after they get an offensive rebound that in overtime, off the Jalen Brunson step back 3 miss, and Precious Achiuwa has a chance to, you know, kick it back out, and God knows what's going through his mind as he threw the ball way too fast to Dante DiVincenzo, goes out of bounds, and that was the game right there. I mean, right there, we still had a chance. So, you know, it is what it is. It sucks to really, it really sucks to waste these type of efforts in these games from Jalen Brunson. Because, you know, I mean, these games, they matter in terms of, like, the standings. Like, Cleveland won today, so they moved back up to third. You know, it's really tight-necked in that like 2-5, 2-6 range, even. Like, it's still, like, pretty close. I really wouldn't consider Orlando and Indiana all that.
We can be real, right? Like, we always thought the two shots, like, I don't, this loss doesn't bother me that much in terms of like,
yeah,
I honestly wasn't particularly like it was cool. It was fun. It's funny to like joke about it and like make fun of the fucking Bucks because why not? Like Doc Rivers, their coach, of course you should make fun of them. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. For me personally, I've been more worried about like, all right, like one, let's just auto playoff berth. Let's clinch that. Let's get that done with. And by the way, Magic lost tonight, so we didn't lose a game there. That's nice. Would have been nice to gain a game, but we didn't lose a game, so that's good. But like, you know, I don't know. To me, like the seeding is the seeding and it's whatever, but like if we can get the 4 seed, I'm fine with that. I'm honestly more than fine with that. Like, because to me, you're going to play Boston at some point. Doesn't really matter when you play them. If you play them in the second round, Eastern Conference Finals, whatever, you're going to play them. So deal with when you play them. Just get that home court in the first round. I think, obviously, considering the injuries we've had, it's okay. And honestly, like, yeah, am I pissed at Knicks lost tonight? Of course I am. I'm not going to be like, I'm above that. No, I'm a fucking fan, dude. I definitely give a shit during the game when I'm tweeting like a fucking degenerate. Like, I definitely care. But like, you know, if they get home court in the first round, considering the injuries they've had, I'm fine with that. And again, like, I feel like this bears mentioning again, like, they are still down. They're two of their three most important players, right? Like, you know, I'm not saying that the Spurs are some juggernaut team. That's why we all think they should have won anyways tonight. Mm-hmm. But like, when you're down guys like that and you mail in a half, like, shit like that can happen. It's what it is. And I'm just, I don't know, like, maybe we should allow for this team, given what they've given us and given, you know, their effort levels, maybe we should allow for them to have a dog shit happen.
Like this.
Yeah, have a dog shit happen every now and then.
Yeah. Yeah, let's roll through some comments. We got some comments here. Chris Bernard says, I'm not going to blame the refs because there's zero reason to go down 20 to the Spurs. But yeah, another game where the free throw disparity is insanely large. I'm getting sick and tired of seeing this happen. Yeah, that was, yeah, that's kind of what you were alluding to, Shwin, in your opening statements there. I mean, like, what did they take, like 30 free throws to like our, like 10, I want to say? Like, pretty wild. But yeah, you just can't let a team get up like that too. Because, like, a team like the Spurs, they're a young team. They're going to – I mean, Pop just let those guys kind of just keep playing. Usually,
do you remember when Pop tried to get a technical and they just wouldn't give him one?
He was trying really hard to get it. And I don't know if he was trying to use it as, like, a moment to, like, galvanize his team to, like, get them to, like, get their shit together or whatever it was. But, like, he was obviously trying to get a tech there. And the refs just didn't give it to him. Yeah. I don't know. I'm Jordan Bub. Thibodeau really frustrated again with the officiating, especially the non-calls on Brunson. Foul is a foul. I don't know what else to say. This kind of reminds me of what Bill Simmons was saying about, you know.
Wow. Wow. The Bill Simmons shout out. Let's go. Let's go. Fucking Boston out here, bro.
But now he said that.
How about them apples?
He said that the refs, the way that they're calling games is going to affect at least Brunson. I don't know. Is this like partially what we're seeing? I mean, Brunson's still able to get whatever he wants.
I mean, he got 61 points tonight.
Yeah, he's still able to get whatever he wants. I mean, he could have went for 70 tonight. He probably got the proper foul call. So like,
if you're not going to call fouls, then like, yeah, it's going to affect anybody, buddy. Like. If I fucking, you know,
I mean, he was trying to say though that like Brunson was like super overtly reliant on free
throws.
But
that's bullshit. It makes no sense. He doesn't even take that many free throws relative to guys at his usage. Like,
yeah,
Bill Simmons can eat a fucking dick. Like, that's what he can do. He can eat a fucking dick. That's what Bill Simmons can do for me. Fuck him. And anybody that's like, Jalen Brunson, he's just a foul grifter. Fucking eat a dick. That's what you can do.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Let's see what else we got here. I mean, yeah, the Wemby stuff, man. Good luck to the Western Conference. I'm glad we don't have to deal with that on a normal basis.
Fuck that guy. Women, yeah, this guy, I can't wait for him to put on weight. That's what I can't wait for. Because when he puts on weight, this fucking string bean ass motherfucker all of a sudden is magically going to get less free throws. He got like 6 free throws today because he weighs as much as I do. You know, like, yeah, I'm in fucking overweight, middle-aged fucking loser. That's what I am. And I weigh as much as Victor Wembanyama. And he got foul. And he's 7'5". And he's a professional athlete. He got foul calls today because he couldn't fucking stand in play. Like, the fucking one they call on Hart, where he's just, like, trying to get through a screen and Wembanyama keeps backing up. I'm like, that's either a no call or just a moving screen. Like, that can't be a defensive foul. That just can't. That cannot be. If that's a defensive foul, then you have no hope. Then you literally have to avoid him entirely, which concedes the player going on the screen a major advantage. It was ridiculous. Wembanyama, look, he's an amazing talent. We saw that tonight. He's an amazing player. He's going to be an amazing player. But if you can't fucking push the guy, then what the fuck hope do you have? I mean, a couple of the fouls Ihart had were just like
being physical with him.
Like the one that Precious got at the end of the first half. Like, what the hell was that call? That he's just out on the perimeter, like playing defense, and it's like, well, you touched him. All right.
Yeah.
My bad. Sorry. I guess I'll just fucking let him do whatever the fuck he wants then. Like, it's a joke, man. It was a joke tonight. I'm sorry. Like, I don't watch the Spurs enough to know if Wembanyama gets this type of whistle every night. Probably doesn't. He's on my fantasy team, so I'm kind of okay with this. But but like,
come me on. When the guys cash the parlays with the Knicks are getting their ass kicked in.
I'm just saying, we're in the semifinals here, bro. Like, I'll take it however we can get it. But like, come on. I mean, that was a joke. That was crazy, bro. That was insane.
Oh man, it's so weird. I was like looking pregame about like.
Oh, sorry. This is the end of the quote. Foul's a foul. That's what I do know. What I'm hearing, I don't really like. I don't know what else you can do. What else you can say? It's clear as day. It really is that simple. Wow. Can't tech. This is, I don't know. This is not part of the quote. It's just a good comment. Can't tech pop. Can't touch Wemby and can't call foul for Brunson plus bad shooting. Yeah. And non-competitive first half equals Knicks loss. I mean, yeah, like the first half is what it was. Like they played like they were playing the Raptors.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I wasn't tweeting about it at the time. And if you go in our game, if you're in the Discord, you go in our game chat, I promise you can find comments from the Raptors game where I'm like, don't really love how the Knicks are just kind of like getting back cut 75,000 times this entire half. And they got back cut a shit ton in this game. A ton. DiVincenzo, Deuce. I mean, Deuce, like, as awesome as he's been, this was a terrible game for him. He was awful tonight, I thought. He was terrible. Both ends of the floor. He had a couple of really nice plays getting back. And, you know, creating turnovers, but a terrible game for him. And honestly, look, he missed the game winner, right? I mean, it's what I'm not going to blame him. Like, you miss a shot. But it was a shot of redemption, and he failed. So now he's dead to me.
But, yeah, I mean, what do you call it? Before the game, pregame, they were showing, like, Deuce's numbers. And, like, one game, it was, like, 20-something with, like, 6 made threes. And then the other game, it's, like, 11 points with 1 made 3. It's like this every other game thing he does where he has like a really good hot shooting game and then the next game he comes like flat lines back to earth or whatever. But
it's the nature of 3-point shooting though. Like when your entire offensive game is 3-point shooting, that's what it is.
So I mean, that means we're back for another 7 threes game on Sunday versus OKC because OKC is rolling.
I mean, I agree with your point, obviously. But that's like the nature of. Like, if your entire game, like, we used to talk about this real quickly. Remember, as a rookie, we're like, oh my God, like, everything about him is like 3-point shooting and foul grifting. Deuce mm-hmm. doesn't even have the foul grifting. It's not like that's just not what he does. But like, his entire game is 3-point shooting. So when he doesn't have a 3-ball going, you're just like, well, what is it you say you do here on offense? He doesn't do much. But like, I'm not going to blame him. He's like, it's what it is. Like, if you're down this long, we've been out. Like, I hate shitting on these guys. I'm not going to shit on these guys. You play 2 months without OG and Randall. Like, we are honestly spoiled by how much this team has delivered for us. Like, what they have done without those guys and given the fact that Bogey and Burks have been awful since they came over, and the fact that like Precious right now is going through a bad, he's just playing bad right now, and Sims, Jericho Sims, like we're spoiled that they've been as good as they are. So it is what it is. Like in an ideal world, Deuce McBride would not be like, we would not be like, oh my God, I can't believe Deuce McBride didn't cash in on his threes tonight. In an ideal world, we wouldn't worry about that. In an ideal world, we'd been like, oh wow, Randall fucking hip checked Wemby into fucking, you know, Germany. That's what we'd be fucking talking about. But instead, you know, this is what it is. But yeah, look, I don't want to take anything away from Wembanyama, who I thought was awesome. I mean, he's showed you everything that is the reason he's the number one pick. It's just the officiating did not help the cause for us anyway.
Yeah. And I mean, kind of guess what, and what gets kind of overshadowed in all this also is shout out to Dante DiVincenzo becoming the Knicks all time single season leader, knocking off Fournier. Thankfully.
Is there anything that's more Knicks-y than getting like legendary performances
in a loss
and mile and like landmarks achieved during a loss? Probably not.
Brunson 61, and then you have Dante getting the single season record all in a loss.
Oh wow! Thanks to Alan Hahn for pointing this out. Who could have fucking
Officer Hahn?
Who could have?
Shout out to
this?
Officer Breen, by the way, tonight caping for the refs as usual. This guy loves zebras.
I have people in my mentions be like, oh, I can't believe you like are shitting on Mike Breen. I'm like, dude, I don't think it's shitting on Mike Breen to just be like,
hey, stop cucking for like, the refs.
Dude, this entire game, like I'm not joking, this entire game was him and Clyde jerking off Victor Wembanyama. And then saying every call that was like a relatively close 50-50 that went against the Knicks was like, hey, yeah, that's a great call. I'm like, bro, like, you didn't even see the fucking replay yet. You didn't even see the replay. You're just like, eh, that's a great call. It's like, enough, man. Like, I'm not asking for you to be a whole, like, to constantly just bitch about the refs, but like, Jesus, watch the replay, make a fucking call. Like, that fucking charge they called, or what, the blocking foul they called on Deuce. I get why when you replay it and you go to the monitor, you review it, why you don't overturn. I understand that. That should have never been a blocking call, man. At best, that's a fucking no call. At best, it's a no call. If you're going to call anything, it's a charge. It should just be a no call. And if it's a no call, cool. Devin Vassell is now, you know, he's got an open lane to the rim. So why not just give that to him? I don't know. I don't really get that.
Yeah. Again, the questionable calls tonight. Let's see what other comments we have here. John Leary says Boyan played like a fan from the stands would. Man, Boyan's just been brutal. And that stretch where he came in and like the Spurs like extended the lead back up again, just absolutely. I think that even like even though we recovered from it, like that was still sort of like unrecoverable from, because like as you see, we lost the game. But like that those type of stretches. It's brutal. But shout out to Paper Mache Elbow Man. You know, hope he's having a good time, you know, doing whatever the fuck. Being British and shit. Do we see OG for the end of the season?
Yes, we're going to see OG for the end of the season.
Okay. I think this guy's just getting really comfortable in street clothes now. Oh, man. Let's see what else we got here. Josh Hart has to shoot better. Just 2 years ago, he had 62 true shooting. Wow. 62 true shooting? What was that? When he was on the Blazers his first? When he first got traded to the Blazers? Is that it?
Yeah.
And then this year he's 51% true shooting.
Bro, I don't know what to say. Like, you got to make open corner threes. Like, if you can't do that and they're giving it to you, like the first shot of the overtime, right, was Brunson feeding him for an open corner three. He's wide open.
Yep.
Nobody's contesting him. Nobody's running out to him.
Take your time. Get your hands laced.
At some point, you got to make teams pay, bro. Like, it's just, I don't know.
It just makes it really hard to compete.
I mean, there's nothing to say, right? There's nothing to say. It just, like, either you make him or you don't. All we can hope is that he gets hot at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, you're hoping that, you know, law of averages evens out in the playoffs.
Sure.
Well, we also have some injury scares with Mitch and Hartenstein, but shout out to them for gutting through it. And
yeah, I'm not that worried about either of them. Like, I think
Mitch, I feel like Mitch, we always like, even when he was healthy, we always used to have like this moment where like Mitch would go down, he's limping for a little bit, and then he'd be like totally fine after.
I'm not too worried about Mitch. Like, if he hurt himself, first of all, it was like he didn't land on anybody's foot, right? Like, they showed on the replay, he just kind of like landed a little bit awkwardly. It's what it is. Like, okay, like, and the funniest thing too about this is like, oh, take Mitch out of the game. If they pull him out of the game, a lot, like, I'm not trying to single out anybody, but like, I know a lot of the same people have been like, oh my God, Wembanyama is killing us inside. And it's like, well, why do you think that happened? Why do you think it is that all of a sudden Wembanyama is killing us inside? Like, I don't know. I think it's really easy to talk about the injury stuff and bitch about it, especially when it comes to Tibbs, because we all know his history and whatever. But like, yeah. I think he's been pretty good. Like, when
Hartenstein shouted him out in that,
when the medical staff has told him no, or this is what it is, like, he's adhered to that this year. You can't. I'm sorry. Like, if the medical staff and Mitchell Robinson himself are like, we're good, then I'm not going to put that on him. You can put that on the medical staff. You can put that on Mitch. You can put that on whoever the fuck you want. I'm not going to put that on him. And, you know, the Hartenstein thing, he came back in, he looked fine. You know, he landed a little awkward. We've all landed on a part of our body and been like, oh my God, it hurts so bad. Like, and then a couple minutes later, you're like, all right, I'm just sore. It's not a big deal. So, fine. Unless Hartenstein dislocated his wrist, which hopefully that didn't happen, and we find out about that tomorrow, like, I don't really know what we're supposed to take from that, other than, you know.
He just fell really hard.
By the way, shout out to Breen for saying that, immediately being like, that shouldn't be a flag. I don't think that's a flagrant.
My favorite one was this. Ace Bouchard, when Breen applauded the refs for not giving Pop a 10.
That was wild. Oh, that's just what you want to see. I'm like, is that what I want? No, what I would love to see is
Jalen Brunson to get thrown out.
Yeah, is to get a tech, and for Jalen Brunson to get a chance to get the only easy point he's going to get tonight. That's what I would love to see.
Right? Dog, that was insane. What a fucking police officer. Holy shit.
Yeah. It's like, this is a good beat cop. I mean, great job by the officiating crew here. Like, oh, all right. That guy loved the end of the third season of The Wire. It's like, yeah. Get this fucking drug district out of my city.
Oh my God. All right, what else we got here? Jordan Bubb says, watching Jalen Brunson tonight, 61 points. Clyde, he's the kind of player that made us fall in love with basketball, Mike Brain.
I don't know. I would have thought that was Victor Wembanyama, based on what you're talking about.
They sound like they wanted to marry Victor tonight. Just like the championship Knicks that you played on made so many people fall in love with basketball. My favorite thing was when Clyde was like saying all those like combinations of players that Victor Wembanyama reminds him of.
Dude, that was insane. He basically called him like the greatest player
of all time.
And like that, and that's, if he's not that, then he's a failure. He was like, he reminds me of like a combination of Hakeem
Bill Kareem, and LeBron. It's like, okay, that's like the greatest player ever created in
2K. He's the greatest player ever. All right, got you, Clyde. Clyde's just out here, bro. He just does not give a fuck anymore.
That's the life, though. Like, you're just getting front row seats to the Knicks, so you just get to talk about whatever the fuck you want to. In your old age?
I think he was saying that tongue-in-cheek. I mean, he was, but it's also like just a wild... It was like a wild thing for him just... Because he didn't stop. I thought he'd stop after like... He's like, he reminds me of the sagacity of Bill Russell. And I'm like, okay. And he's like, and the, you know... The
he kept going. He was like adding more and more players. Yeah,
I was like, wow. A lot of layers to this, man. So he's the GOAT. All right, got it. We're good. That's fine. As long as we, I understood. Now I get it. Are we good?
Explains all the whistles tonight. Well, Clyde Frazier, that's PH, not the actual guy who was praising Wemby to the high heavens on this Good Friday. He says he didn't deserve minutes tonight, but part of me would have liked to see how Sims would have guarded Wemby on the perimeter. One thing Jericho is good at is aside from leaping. Did we want to give Wemby more free throws tonight? Because I don't know. I get Jericho Sims. It's just like they don't give Jericho.
It wouldn't have hurt, right? Like I guess if that's his point, which I get. Like it wouldn't have hurt because Precious was bad. He was really bad tonight. Two ways around it. And honestly, Hartenstein, the start of the game, he was terrible. And the Knicks as a collective were just bad. I'm not going to rip on anybody that feels this way. He also says a part of me, right? It's not like exactly some huge thing.
The comments we have here. John Larry X was the Mitch tip in actually interference. Looked like the ball was leaving the rim. That was 2 points taken away. The Mitch tip in on the what shot was that? That was a Brunson shot, I think, right? I think it was DiVincenzo that actually tipped it in too, or partially. But
was it interference? It looked like on the replay it was interference.
Yeah. I mean, at first glance it didn't, but like once they looked back at it.
If you're gonna fuck the Knicks over the entire night, you might as well maybe be consistent with it, right? don't give us any lube for that. Raw dog it, dog.
Ace Bouchard says even when we have Randall, the offense is still awful and Brunson's on the bench. But I feel like it's a little bit more bearable. Like it isn't as bad. I mean, we still didn't get a chance to see it with like this version of Deuce. We haven't seen it with sparse minutes of Bogey, more extended run of OG. So like we just haven't seen it. Like we haven't seen the Knicks at their full powers with Randall, managing that second unit. So that is what kind of like at least gives me a little bit of hope for the offense when Brunson is on the bench, is just having this version of all these players that we have currently. Yes.
I'll be honest. Like, I think the offense is just going to suck.
Brunson's just that good of a player. It's hard to really make up that much.
They don't have another player who can dribble.
Yes, that is also a huge
problem. Like, there is not another player on this team who can run a pick and roll. So, I don't want to compare these guys at all. But, like, that's the luxury you had with quickly because he could run a pick and roll. Was he as good as Brunson offensively? Absolutely not. No chance. But like he could at minimum, even if he was not capable, even if you didn't love his ability to run the entire orchestrate the entire offense, he knew how to get buckets for himself. And the Knicks right now, when Brunson sits, forget they don't know how to get buckets as a team because they don't have anybody who can actually get buckets for themselves. And this is why, like, I continue to just be like, I'm not fully out on Bogdanović because I'm just like, I like you. You put him out there in this lineup tonight. You deuce a point. Who are the fuck the two guard? I think it was DiVincenzo at one point.
Shake Milton sometimes.
Yeah, and then you've got like, and then your front court is Precious plus a center. Like, you're not helping any of these guys succeed. Forget Bogey. You're not helping Deuce either. So, and I don't know. And I want to be very clear. I'm not actually blaming Tibbs for this. Like, these are the guys you have.
This is the cards you dealt.
These are the cards you dealt, and you're going to have to play some lineups that suck in various ways. And the bet you're making and the bet that he made prior to OG getting hurt was that, hey, all right, if the offense is going to suck when Brunson's off the floor anyway, then we're just going to be mega awesome on defense, right? So it's like, all right, we got OG at the four and Precious at the five and Hart at the three and whoever the fuck at the two and the one. Like, that was the bet he was making. OG's out now, so it's a lot harder. It's harder to even balance that piece of it. It's just tough. And, you know, look, again, if they start the game off the requisite energy, yeah, we'd probably still be here being like, man, the bench lineups, I don't know if I don't really love it, but like we'd probably still be sitting here talking about a win. We wouldn't care about it as much. It stands out more because of how dog shit the Knicks were to start the game, and they lost because of it. So, yeah, like I agree that the offense is still bad when Randall's on and Brunson's on the bench, but like this is kind of why, you know, if anybody listened to the pod that me and Prez dropped today, like this is why I think ultimately to be a true contender, however you want to phrase it, like the Knicks do need another guy who can create a shot because DiVincenzo is great, but he's not somebody you want creating or running offense for any type of extended period of time.
Yeah. And, you know, that's why we say these guys are all overextended once, you know, certain guys are out. Let's see what other comments we have here. Jason Aravalo says Green was the police captain tonight. What else we have here?
Greg Popovich. Yo, it really was crazy tonight, though, right? Like, I don't think I was like it was especially like Blue Lives Matter shit today.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, especially when like whenever it's like heavy ref stuff, it definitely is very heavy Blue Lives Matter from Green. He loves the referees. He feels bad for them. He says that, okay. He says that like very often too. He says like he feels bad for them. You know, he thinks that their job is super hard. That's the way people talk about cops. Like,
yeah, it's a tough job. Put yourself in their shoes.
They put their lives on the line every day.
Every day, any traffic stop you can make, you're in the subway station.
I feel like Breen and Eric.
Did you see that? Did you see that thing on the Breakfast Club today, Roz?
Yes, Eric Adams did impress. Rightfully so.
Your guy.
My guy. I hate that guy. I'm actually gonna watch that interview today. Once I'm done here. No, I watched the clips today. I didn't watch the whole thing. But it's good to see this guy get pressed, man. This guy's a loser. I hate him.
He's the reason that you had to move out of Brooklyn, bro.
Partially. There's a lot of factors to that, but yeah.
You left Brooklyn. Tyrese, his fucking ass went to Texas, bro.
Yeah, a lot of people have to leave New York, man. It's not affordable there.
Tyrese deserved it. Fucking loser.
He was at tonight's game. I'm sure he was enjoying parts of it.
He probably was doing the, you remember the Jason Tatum, when he's watching the fucking Kobe highlights thing that he put up? The jug of lotion. That was Tyrese the game tonight. Oh, Wemby. Oh, sir, man. Why do you have
why did you bring lotion with you?
Why did you bring a bottle of Nivea lotion? No, sorry, you don't get my skin, it's very dry.
I have a skin condition. Oh man. Shout out to Shake Milton. I didn't think we'd get Shake Milton minutes tonight.
He made one shot, right? He made a layup.
I have no idea.
Yeah, he made a layup on a cut. He made a layup on a cut. Brunson came. I think Brunson had like 6 assists for about like 58 minutes.
That's real hoops right there. That's real hoops right there.
At some point, he passes to Josh Hart in the first possession of overtime, and he's like, all right, yo, fuck y'all. Like, really? Like, he passes to Deuce on the last possession of regulation. He passes to Hart on the first possession of overtime, and he's just like, you know what? Fuck all of you guys so hard.
Bro, they sold him so bad. Sold him so bad. Jordan Bub says the Knicks still control their own destiny to the 3 seed. They're tied in the loss column with Cleveland and have the tiebreaker in hand. Yeah, that's the good thing, at least with being that close in the standings with Cleveland. We've dominated them so much. Shout out to Cleveland Cavaliers center, who was once a Nets center, who the Nets fans are all running victory laps about on Twitter today, by the way. That was very fun. Nets fans going to bat for someone that they traded for nothing, basically. Because they were upset Isaiah Hartenstein mentioned them on Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart's podcast.
So the funniest thing about that is that, like, he wasn't even really shitting on the Nets.
He didn't. They're so defensive because they're so butt cheeks.
They definitely didn't listen to the clip. He was just like, yeah, Brooklyn, like, they red flagged me or whatever. And he was just like, got on with the story. And then the end of the story is him being like, yeah, but it all worked out in the end. And I was like, okay, all right, yeah, cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
But cool. Nets fans heard the absolute most vitriol.
Well, we drafted an all-star. And I'm like, is the all-star in the room with us? Is the all-star?
Does the all-star matter when he plays against this career backup loser center?
Is the all-star currently on your roster or the Cavs roster?
Is he currently helping you win games or not?
Man, I gotta tell you this. So when I watch Knicks games, I don't like at all. Like, I can't. This is just my thing. Like, I can't look at any other score. So I have no idea what happened in the NBA tonight, and I'm just about to check it now. So I'm looking right now. So
I wouldn't say much happened.
I would say our glorious Clippers
find it something right.
They did something right. Unfortunately, our Philadelphia 76ers could not come through, and Jesus Christ, our fucking.
Well, they got Joel Embiid coming back soon, apparently. So
the Blazers just need to give it up.
Yeah, that score is ridiculous. A 60-point loss is crazy.
Did Jamal Murray play tonight for the Nuggets?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Then I'm less. Not that it's a good. It's obviously a good win for the Wolves either way, but much less concerned in that sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow, Josh Giddey, 10 of 15. Jesus. That's 66% from the field.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with Phoenix, man.
He had 9 assists and 7 rebounds. That adds up to the age he likes.
Oh, my God. But,
Wait, what? This is what?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? This actually happened? Is it a buzzer beater?
It wasn't a buzzer beater. Well, I can't even talk anymore.
Buzzer beater. You didn't even work today. I saw your Instagram story.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. It was a long day. Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, it was a long day being in bed.
Doing nothing. Yeah, it's a long day doing absolutely nothing. Fucking watching anime or some shit.
I was watching X-Men 97.
Is that good?
It is.
Yeah.
What you call it? Let's see what else we got. Yeah, I mean, the NBA was... I mean, I feel like the Knicks game was, like, the only game that people were, like, really tuned into because, like, that was the only good game.
That's just today. Our timeline, dog.
Nah, I saw, like, other people, like, because I have mutuals that, like, are like fans of like all these other teams, and I feel like every single person was just tweeting about the Knicks game tonight.
I don't blame them because, like, the NBA slate today was kind of dog shit. I mean,
congrats on having friends, bro.
This from the Blazers game, by the way. Scoot Henderson, lowest plus minus in a game. Only player with multiple minus 55 games in the 21st century. Well, there goes one reason why they're shutting down G League Ignite.
That's tough, man. It's tough. I feel bad for the kid, but it's not looking great. It's not looking great. Hopefully I'm wrong. Cause I mean, he seems like a good kid. You know, there's no problem with him, but
yeah, just bad at the sport.
I mean, you know what it is? Like, do you remember when that like Moody?
It's like, tough for guards. It's tough for guards coming into the first year.
It is, but this is really bad.
I'm trying to give the dude some benefit of the doubt.
So it was when we drafted Porzingis, right? So it was like number one was Towns, number two was D'Lo, three was Okafor.
Yeah.
Four was Porzingis, five was Hezonja. Once a Nick, always a Nick.
Killing it over
six was.
Was it Moutier?
Who was six? Seven was Moutier. Seven was Nuggets had seven. They took Moutier. And like his entire thing in that like pre-draft cycle, right, was like, oh my God, he could be like, he's like John Wall. He's like an explosive, you know, guard who can just get to the rim at will. And, you know, I remember watching the highlights and in my head, I was like, I don't know if I see that. But I was like, but I guess if like everybody else is
six
saying,
was Cauley Stein, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Great pick. But like, I mean, not that it mattered. That entire draft was such a fucking
ended up crap shoot.
Bust. Fucking the best player is Booker, right? He's like 12th. Or 13th, where the fuck he got picked at. But, like, I mean, I just remember watching those odds and being like, ah, it doesn't really seem that explosive to me. But everybody's saying he's explosive, so I guess I'll just take it for what it is. And I don't do it. I don't do any fucking draft shit now. I am very transparent about this. Like, any draft thing you hear from me, don't listen to it. But, like, I'm watching Scoot this year. Like, at some point, I'm like, all right, where is this, like, you know, fucking downhill Russell?
Where's the guy that, you know, all these guys were like, man, Brent should have took him over Brandon Miller.
Wow, fucking huge mistake. It's like, and I'm like, and then I watch Brandon Miller, and dude, I think Brandon Miller, like, I have a take. Good. Want to hear my take? I
got sure. A
take. So, you know how, like, everybody's like, the Knicks need another guy, right? Trade these picks for fucking McCalbury. I would trade like three first round picks for Brandon Miller right now.
Is this the alcohol talking?
No, this is like I've been thinking about this all day. I watched his game last night. This morning, like I watched it this morning, and he's been really good against the Knicks, obviously as well.
Yeah, he loves playing against us.
And also, alcohol is the devil's. You know, see, I don't partake in that stuff. But like what I'm saying is like I think it's like he's just like he's so talented, man, and I'm like really really impressed by the way he's carried himself through, like, you know, the fucking LaMelo's out for the year, Mark Williams has been out for the year, these guys been out for basically the last what, 2 months or some shit,
yeah,
probably more than that. I just think he's carried himself really well, and I'm really, really impressed by, like, the way he plays, and I like his competitive spirit. And, look, I'll say this. Michael Jordan did not get any draft decisions right, but he might have nailed his last one. He might have nailed the last one because he didn't listen to y'all, and I'm adding Prez right now. It's like a two Henderson fan. No, I'm joking. Look, like, I get it. It just – the way it's worked out, I mean – you got to say it, right? Like, do you think there's any chance in hell if the Blazers called up right now, we're like, we'll give you Scoot for Brandon Miller?
Charlotte Hurts are farting on the phone. They're farting on the phone. And like a super loud one.
Just like wet. So much nasty, like, diarrhea fart.
But that would be so disrespectful for them to do that. But yeah, all right, let's see what else we got here.
Wow, Jordan Love. We've not talked about the game for like a good 15 minutes.
I mean, this is, what else is it really talk about? I'm over here watching March Madness too, by the way.
Yeah, I actually forgot that March Madness is happening.
Houston's best player got hurt, so like.
Oh, Grimes?
What year are you in, what year are you in, Schwinn?
Do you think Grimes could run a pick and roll college?
I think so.
He couldn't at Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, that's why he had to leave. Oh, they also tried to force him to be a point guard.
Yo, this is like some fucking 19th century scoring tonight. What is happening here? Fucking one team got over 70? Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, in the tournament right now, yeah. I mean, that's what happens when all these teams, they start blowing out all these other teams and like they have to finally play comp today. And like,
so I have a theory for you to gamble on.
All right.
So it's these tournament weeks, right? So it's like, you know, you get your first game, you get your second game. Your first game, you got a week to prepare for. Mm-hmm. Whole week. Second game, you get one day. That's it. Right? So unders first day, over second day.
I feel like a lot of people, I feel like a lot of overs actually hit in the first
Sorry, expert.
I'm like too tapped in at this point. I have unnecessary amounts of knowledge about this shit in my brain right now. Like, it's
just know a lot about college betting overs and unders.
Yes, for this like last couple weeks, I've been just betting college basketball a lot, and it's like stuck in my head now.
Next tape, Kansas legend Quentin Grimes.
They wanted him. Well, they also forced him to be a point guard, which doesn't make sense.
That's what he was. That was his whole. That's what he really? Wants, dude. That's what he wants. Didn't
that's so bizarre. Have you seen
the quote since he left the Knicks? I think I'm gonna have the chance to handle the ball more here. Like, yeah, you probably will, because Monty Williams has no fucking idea what he's doing. That he's guy's like, I got $80 million guaranteed. That's all that matters here.
I love that he likes to act like he gives a shit when he plays the Knicks, by the way.
Yeah. The only two games he's cared about this year.
Oddly,
the worst call of the year. I don't want to be part of that story. Oh, you are, pal. Thanks.
It's like, maybe if you cared a lot more, maybe you wouldn't lose your team after game 7.
Jordan Love says, Draymond tried to get Draymond in the groin. I gotta pull this up. I gotta see this.
It's hilarious.
Did you see it?
Yes. Grant Williams was like literally just defending him normally, and like Draymond got pissed and just like went up to like kick him in the nuts. like Steven Adams style.
All right, I'm about to watch this. This is my live reaction to everybody. I'm about to see it.
Draymond is a person.
What is this guy? How is that your reaction to that? Dude, Grant Williams legit didn't do anything.
He's just defending him so normally. Like, yeah. It's the most normal way you could defend someone.
And like, I hate Grant Williams. But come on, dude. Are you kidding me?
Like, at least allow Grant Williams to be more annoying first.
He's literally like this. He's just standing up with his hands.
I think it is remember the scuffle that the Hornets and the Warriors had after like they had that 60 point scoring game where they both teams barely scored like over 60, and there was like a scuffle at the end of the game. I think it's fallout from that, because remember Draymond had the quote at the end of the game about like, you know, Grimes thinks he's like this tough guy, and he was like, Miles Bridges is my guy, he could do no wrong. Great quote, by the way, by Draymond, by the way.
Yeah, definitely not a questionable one. No, you know what I think it is? I think, look, Draymond, you know this, everybody knows this. Draymond's got a long memory. Do you remember after the Warriors won the title in 2022, that summer, Grant Williams went on some fucking podcast. I don't know what the fuck it was. But he was like, I still think we're the better team. And like, we pissed that series away. Basically, he said something along those lines. I think that's what it really is. Because in Draymond's head, he's like, oh, really? Well, how about now that you're in the fucking Hornets, loser? I don't know. Draymond's got some shit to work through, bro.
Yeah, but you know, it'll never happen. That guy's not getting any help. He claimed they claimed that he went and got help.
Yeah, well, dude, can we just talk about this real? The fucking porn bots on Twitter. What is this shit, man? Like, can we be serious? Like, what is this? Fucking any tweet you send, it could be like I literally.
Oh man, my grandmother died.
I've never jerked off in my life because I hate porn. You get my nudes in profile. It's like, really? I just told you I don't jerk off at all. Like, why are you telling me this?
It's ridiculous. Shout out to Elon Musk. You know, he said there wouldn't be no bots anymore.
Our boy Elon.
There are more bots than ever.
Our boy Elon.
Bruh. All right. Jordan Bubb also brings up the last three players with 45-plus shots and 60-plus points in the game. Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Jalen Brunson.
Wow.
Special group of NBA talent.
How many of them won the game?
It's a great
point. That's what I would like to know. I think it's crazy. It's crazy for the Knicks to have lost this game tonight. Just not because like it's crazy and that it happened. It's crazy because
you can't lose this type of game in this type of performance, man.
It's tough, man. It's tough. And shout out to Brunson. I think after the game he didn't say anything. He said like we started off the game poorly and we gave them a chance to believe or some shit like that. but like, look, it's again. It's so hard for me to criticize this team because they've given you, I think, everything that you could reasonably expect. Really. Like, I believe that. And honestly, when this four-game stretch against, it was, so it's Detroit, Toronto, obviously San Antonio. Who did they play before that? I can't remember this. This is annoying me. Whoever the fuck it is. Doesn't really matter. But when that stretch started, I was just like, all right, if they go 3-1, I'll take that because the NBA is weird and like, oh, the Nets. Of course I didn't remember the Nets. Why would I remember that dog shit fucking piece of shit team? Who can't? By the way, shout out the Brooklyn Netcast account, which
I gave them what they wanted amazing. Today. I gave them amazing. What they wanted today.
It's an amazing like when I think about the way that somebody like Joseph Stalin was able to control propaganda in his country. I think about the Brooklyn Netcast account. Because that is a special level of a delusion that guy has, or whoever that person is running that account. But like, if you told me, given those four games, so Brooklyn, Detroit, Toronto, Spurs, you told me the Knicks go 3-1, I'd have been like, okay, fine. It sucks in the moment, and I'm not trying to downplay the loss or like act like it's, oh, it's like, you know, is it okay or whatever, but like, it just kind of sucks. But you know, they kind of did what I expect them to do. And if you beat OKC on Sunday, I think it's pretty easy to forgive and forget. And should I do it? Should I do the Chuck? I guarantee. I think so, man. I'm gonna do it. I think the Knicks win on Sunday, and I think they win. I think they win by like.
Eight. It's gonna be a tough one. It's gonna be tough.
I think they win by like eight.
OKC's rolling. Phoenix. Well, I'm rolling. I mean, I feel like they're playing.
They beat Phoenix, but they also lost the Rockets. But apparently, the Rockets will never lose a basketball.
What are they on? Like 11 game win streak now. Yeah. This is ridiculous.
But yeah, I mean, OKC, they're playing pretty well, even without SGA.
It's good that we got the same two questions here. OG or no OG from Knicks tape? JL, is Shea playing? And is the elbow man playing?
The elbow man.
they didn't lose to the Bucks. They got fucking smoked by the Bucks.
Yeah, they did. But Shea is going to play, of course. Because, you know, guys love resting these last couple games before they play the Knicks. And that's exactly what Shea did.
Shout out to Knicks tape, by the way. Knicks tape could not be on the post game tonight because he had some assignments to do college on a Friday night. I'm a little skeptical, but I'm proud of my guy for showing up.
Duke taking advantage of Houston's injury and going to the Elite Eight.
Wow, can't believe Duke. What an underdog story. What an underdog story Duke is. You know, you got to root for those guys. Just quite interesting.
Damn, Shed had to leave the game in a scooter? What the hell?
By the way, 52-51 in a 16-minute ball game. Thank God I didn't watch a fucking second of that bullshit. Jesus Christ. Like, I thought the Knicks offense today was a little rough. Lord. I got so much. I am always amazed by
how bad college basketball offenses are.
Love college basketball. That, like, I'm just amazed by the people that like, love college basketball. Like, oh no, it's pure. I'm like, sucking ass is pure. Like, having a center just stand at the rim the entire game defensively is pure. I'm good on purity, bro. Give me defensive 3 seconds. Give me defensive 3 seconds.
Give me impure basketball.
Yeah, give me the shitty NBA whistle. Give me soft basketball any day of the week.
Jalen Green tonight, 34 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, 11 straight wins. Jalen Green's playing like Sam, hitting ridiculous parlay, but it's every game. I can't have a parlay to save my life lately. But
no, but why don't you start betting Jalen Green parlays?
I bet one today. I had him for 35 in a parlay, and he just missed by 1 point.
So he's dead to you.
I don't really have that much confidence.
I feel like you got greedy. I feel like you could have done like 30.
I was going to do 30, but I was like, you know what? I've been doing 30 and I've been doing Fred VanVleet assist to like bump up the odds. But like Fred VanVleet's been screwing me on the assist. So I just left up Fred VanVleet assist, which thankfully I did because I only got 6 today.
And look, if you want to bet, if you want to bet Sam on this, use the Cut app.
You probably smoke me using the Cut app because I've been getting my ass kicked the last couple. Fucking...
Sorry, you're still up like fucking 58 grand this year, so.
I wish.
All right, oh, sorry, go ahead. You pull up the one you wanted to pull up.
Yeah. Okay, Fraser, ask us. Are there any plans for the Strickland to expand presence on other social media platforms? Thread sucks, but Twitter's a tire fire now. NBA Twitter is the only thing that keeps me there.
Yeah, I think that's the hard part. As NBA Twitter is still
is a thing.
I was reading this article. I think it was like, I don't know where the fuck it was, but it was about how like NBA, like basically sports, not just NBA, but like sports Twitter is what's like keeping everything going there. Because it is like the most convenient place to like share stuff and whatever. It's hard, dude. Do we have any plans? You know, we're not big on plans. we're big on just fucking, oh shit, I guess we should do that. No, I mean, look, we have the Discord.
That's always a backup plan. Yeah. In case things really get bad on Elon's website.
Yeah, and I understand it is like money, so you have to pay $6 a month or whatever. So I don't really know if there's like a huge plan of expanding to other social platforms beyond what we have. We do have an Instagram. Instagram is honestly fucking doing awesome. Yeah. But Instagram is not Twitter, which I understand. Like Twitter
makes totally it's different. More like a forum.
Yeah. And you know, if you want that, definitely check out the Discord, because I think the Discord, like honestly, like I think that the $6 fee you pay for the Discord is, I think it's worth it. If you're in there and you're active, like, it's definitely worth it. You know, anything that you want to talk about, we're talking about in there. So I'll throw that out there. Sam, this is for you. Betting question, kind of. Do you think the Knicks will blow out the Thunder?
No.
Are you buying points effectively?
What do you mean by that?
Like, let's say the Knicks. What do you think the Knicks open up as? What do you think the spread is on this game?
The spread? I would say maybe like minus.
Let's say SGA is active.
He's active? Oof.
I think it might be a pick'em.
Man, I'd say maybe like 5.5, maybe.
You think the Knicks are going to be 5.5-point favorites?
No.
So what the fuck do you mean?
I think the Thunder will be 5.5-point favorites.
Oh, I'd moneyline that all day. If the Knicks open up as 5.5-point favorites, I'm taking the points, and I'm going to sprinkle on the moneyline. No doubt about it. Like, I think this is like... This is like such a Tibbs Knicks game. Like, if SGA is active, everybody's gonna be like, oh my god, like, we're fucked. Like, OG's out, SGA's MVP, blah blah blah. We lost the Spurs. The fucking Thunder beat who did they beat tonight? They beat somebody, right?
The Suns.
The Suns. Oh, the great Phoenix Suns, who are so consistent all the time. I can't believe I ever doubted their championship credentials. I just think this is like a Tibbsy Knicksy. If they open up as dogs, take the point. That's all I'll say. I believe that I
do think that will dominate them on the glass and whatnot.
We'll own them on glass.
Because I remember, like, what Nurkic had, like, what 30 something rebounds against them in a game this year. It's like 31 rebounds.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, I think I'll parlay, like, every single person on the Knicks, like, rebounds overs and, like, easily.
Just not Deuce. Don't do Deuce.
He be getting on the glass sometimes. So, like,
does he? But he gets like 3.
I mean, what's his line at, like 2.5 or something? Like,
I don't know. You tell me, parlay god.
I don't bet Deuce McBride rebound over, so like, I mean,
it just sounded like you did.
It does. I don't, but like, you know what? I'll take his overs if we're playing the freaking Thunder. I'll take anybody's overs, rebounds overs. But now I'll probably put it like a parlay of like Hartenstein and Hart and
Brunson. Brunson's Brunson's like a sneaky, like, he'll get you like 4 or 5 rebounds a game.
Yeah. Who else? If they have Precious or Mitch's lines open, maybe I'll take Mitch's.
Mitch's line's gotta be right now like AIDS to bet on. You're just like, is he gonna play enough minutes to get 5 rebounds?
They don't even list him. They don't even list him.
They list him like 2 minutes per tip off. Like, all right, 5 rebounds. Do it or don't. It's up to you.
Oh, man. But Nick Stapiex is he needs to know if 2 to 3 weeks, man, is playing. OG is not playing on Sunday. He's not playing till the last, like, 2 or 3 games.
He was listed out tonight, right? So, look,
yeah.
This is the way to – if there's any upgrade in his status tomorrow, that's – if he gets upgraded at all, he's going to play on Sunday. So any upgrade from out will be – to questionable. They won't list him as
doubtful. Like doubtful.
They won't do probable? That. It'll be questionable.
Okay.
If he gets upgraded to questionable, he's 100% playing. I guarantee it. But wait for tomorrow. Can't give you the answer right now, Luca. Don't be too demanding. All right. Why don't you go back to your studying? Smoking weed, pal. I get it. You're in college. It's cool. It's Friday night.
All right. I think we'll end things here.
We've literally done nothing for the last 30 minutes.
I mean, there was nothing else to talk about. I mean, Brunson got 60. Wemby got 40. Shebang. We'll be back on Sunday after the Knicks play the OKC Thunder. Make sure you guys are there after that game. Check out all the links in the description. We got links to the site. We got links to the Twitter. Make sure you guys are following us on Twitter. Make sure you guys leave a like and subscribe. And yeah, peace out. Enjoy the rest of March Madness this weekend.
Yeah.